Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
This goes on. That's where you found me. When you put your arms around me, I haven't been there for the longest time.
Morning to you. It is 8:40, 60 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
The third annual Hunt Hero Irwin Golf Tournament is set to take place Saturday, October the 21st at Spring Lake Golf Course in York. You need to go ahead and get signed up now, and we're going to learn more about it from one of Hunt's great friends. Please welcome once again back to the show, Jay Thurman. And Jay, good morning to you, sir. It's good to see you again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Morning.
We had a fun time out there at the golf tournament last year. It was an opportunity to meet Hunt's family, to meet his coworkers, and what a great group of guys. I don't even know. I know people were trying to win the golf tournament, but I can tell you the guys that we caught up with, they were just having a lot of fun out there.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, right?
That's what it's all about.
So let's start by setting the, we always like to say setting the table, but let our listeners know about Hunt, about his story, about his personality, what you want our listeners to take away from his life.
I met Hunt in the early 90s. Just a very outgoing person, a great smile, just super funny. He could make the bad days good with just a simple 30-second video. Snapchat filter was his gold. When he found that and what he could do with that, it was magic to him. He was just somebody that everybody in the community enjoyed having around. He loved any and everybody, didn't care who you were, where you're from, just a great all-around guy with a lot of people that miss him and support him.
A lot of what I see is that he was always willing and ready to help anybody in need as well.
Always. Short story was one thing he did for my son out of the blue, and he was a very busy man, three kids, runs his own business, got a home to take care of. A very busy man called me out of the blue one day, got my oldest son into a football camp, an Adidas football camp in Detroit, Michigan. Just took the time out of his day to walk through, finding that, saw something in my son, and just it took time out to help him out. And, man, it was an amazing trip, one of my favorite trips with my son to this day. So just he did things like that, not just for me, but for a lot of people. And he did a lot of things a lot of people don't know about. He would meet me often, and I coached a Carolina Reds team for many years. And there was kids on there that just at times struggled to have the money to play. Travel ball is expensive. And he would just show up and say, hey, man, here, make sure these people are taken care of.
Wow.
And didn't want people to know, and really never told it until I was able to tell a story, about the things he did. So just a good guy.
Hence the hero and the title of the Hunt Hero Irwin Golf Tournament.
Right.
There's a picture, I guess it is, of Hunt on the Facebook page on the golf course.
Yes.
Giving a modeling pose.
That was all the time.
Just based on this picture with the way you described him, it always seemed like he was the life of the party.
That's his personality in a picture right there.
Oh.
Absolutely.
And that's hard to get, that to capture someone's personality in one picture sometimes. But this picture, the way you've described him, is exactly it.
Yes.
He sadly passed away in a car accident in 2021, leaving behind his wife and three children.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance last year at the golf tournament to speak to them briefly. They're still processing the loss. How are they doing now, a year later? Do you keep in touch with them, and what's their state of mind?
Yeah, definitely keep in touch. The parents are going to be coming up for the golf tournament. I think they're down in Charleston area. The sisters as well, they come, they love this event, support it. Camilla, she's doing really well dealing with the kids, and I know she's got a lot going on and staying busy, I'm sure, helps her kind of keep keep her mind off of that or whatever. But, you know, obviously he's going to be missed for a long, long time. Mm.
And this golf tournament's a way just to help set up his two younger children up for success later in life. So that's what it's going to do. So obviously you need golfers, right? Do you need sponsors? You've got our listeners' ear right now. Kind of walk us through what you would like to see happen on Saturday, October the 21st.
As of right now, I actually have full teams for the golfers.
Oh, wow.
It filled up pretty quick. A lot of support. But I do not have a waiting list yet, and normally there's a couple of teams within the last week or two that things come up. You know, I know things happen. So, you know, it could also take a couple of teams to keep in case somebody backs out. But other than that, it's just going to the Facebook page. I know you guys have the link. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be on, I'm assuming, on your page. And it's easy to look up. You go on Facebook. It's a Hunt Hero Irwin Memorial Golf Tournament. Can go on there. We have ways for you to donate. We're going to have a silent auction, which we usually get a lot of good items. Don't really want to say what they are in case something falls through, but there's a lot of good sports items, especially from people from this area.
Boy, we got that last year. Right. Heard all of that and give you a sample. There were like jerseys, one-of-a-kind footballs. I think we had the last football signed by Christian McCaffrey when he was playing for the Carolina Panthers there, and we had the head. People were asking, well, how do you know? And we had to get it verified, and they got it verified. But, yeah, that gives you any indication. And, of course, if you're a Clemson, Carolina fan, I know there were some goodies out there for you there. But that was just a sampling of what took place last year.
Right.
And the third year's bigger and better. Right, Jay?
Bigger and better.
Okay, so if you are interested in still playing, still reach out to the guys. They might put you on a waiting list, or a team might fall apart at the last minute, or somebody might drop out that they can substitute someone in. But it's Saturday, October the 21st at Spring Lake Golf Course out there in York. Silent auction, 50-50 raffle. This is for the third annual Hunt Hero Irwin Golf Tournament, and that's basically all you need to search on social media, especially on Facebook, to get all the information that you need. Well, Jay, you've done a great job describing what just a one-of-a-kind guy Hunt was, and how much he meant to your circle of friends and beyond. And thanks so much for celebrating his life with us. And great to hear that his family is doing well, and we keep him in the thoughts and prayers.
And celebrating the legacy that he leaves behind.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank you guys for having us and supporting it.